There's an expression which has become a part of our conversation in the world today that deserves examination. This is Dave Breese reporting, and along with you, I listen with interest to the conversation of the people who are a part of my environment, and also to the conversation among believers, among Christians in our time. Now, that common expression to which I have referred is one that occurs more frequently in passing conversations these days. The common expression is the poor and the oppressed. More and more of our periodicals, our telecasts, our expressions of our intentions have to do with helping certain individuals who come under that classification of the poor and the oppressed. In fact, you can often put it down in your diary that when a person begins to use this expression, it is certain evidence that he is moving to the left and developing an increasing interest, involvement, at least on the conversational level, with social action and activity for this group of individuals called the poor and the oppressed. May I suggest that it is a simple expression like this that can ultimately represent a form of spiritual subversion. When we use expressions like the poor, we must finish the sentence and ask, for what reason are they poor? The Bible teaches that the way of the transgressor is hard. So, if one is poor, short of this world's goods, because he has lived a life of transgression, gross opposition to the will of God, personal dissipation and rebellion from the norms of the law of God and civilized society, well, the quick statement that we must make is that this person deserves to be poor. The fact is that he is poor, will be poor, and nothing whatsoever can be done for him to improve that poverty. Financial and other forms of help given to him from the outside will but quicken the process of ruin which is taking place in his life. With help in the form of material things, this dissipated person may simply be able to buy more booze, more drugs, more degeneracy, and our so-called help may bring him to an early grave. Keep that in mind. About this matter of the oppressed, we must think as well. Again, we must ask the question, oppressed by whom? When we use this expression, almost certainly we are referring to economic oppression, and we are therefore conceding that there is some economic conspiracy going in the world that produces wealth for some and oppression for others inevitably. When we take this point of view, the point of view that wealth causes poverty, we have, without thinking about it, slipped into the Marxist way of thinking. We have become economic determinists rather than spiritual determinists, and we have begun to forsake the Christian point of view. The fact is, we will join the ranks of the embracers of liberation theology who talk all day long and most of the night about oppression and then are really advocating violent political revolution against capitalism and Western values and the advocation of a Marxist, yes, a communist state. Because of this, we do well to remember that real oppression is far less common than we may think. Indeed, there are precious few people in the world who are not oppressed because of their own choice, their own unwillingness to live in freedom. They are oppressed because they want to be slaves, rather than having the desire to function as free men. So the time has come when we need some straighter thinking in the world, and really we need much straighter thinking on the part of Christian people. If we listen too often to the propaganda which is coming upon us from outside the church, indeed from a leftward direction, we may be subverted without knowing it. We advocate the Christian point of view, and that will take some thinking. Now, this is Dave Breese reporting. To help in that thinking, I'll be happy to send you the script from today's broadcast. Request it by number 400. That's number 400. My address, Hillsboro, Kansas, 67063. That's Dave Breese, Hillsboro, Kansas, 67063. Be with us again next time. We'll think anew about living in times like these.